Hello.
Hey, tell us about the huge truck you got a chance to check out.
Talk about huge. Yeah. It's the Ram 2500 SLT Power Wagon Crew Cab 4x4. And if I have one piece of advice to give anybody thinking about buying these, get the running boards or something, because this had nothing. And this, I mean, this truck towers over Hummers. It's just amazing. And I had so much trouble getting in and out of the thing that I preferred leaving it parked out in front of my house rather than have to try and look like a complete boob trying to get in and out of this thing.
Like a man trying to get on a horse.
It didn't work out. Yeah. I would have probably had better luck with a horse. But I mean, it's a beautiful truck. I mean, it's the base price of this thing is $56,395, and that's before the options.
Yeah.
And this thing, I mean, it has 6.4 liter Hemi V8, six-speed automatic transmissions. I mean, it, talk about cutting a swath through traffic. It's, you know, it's unbelievable. And then you option it up because, I mean, it was beautiful, comfortable thing. It had everything you could think of and came in at about $67,455.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a vehicle like this, but I guess it's competitive because you're, you know, the high-end trucks are like that.
Right.
But yeah, it's got a lot of neat things there. The neat kind of the back seat, you can fold the seat back up against the back wall and then fold down a panel, and it gives you a completely flat floor in there, so you can, you know, you can haul stuff inside as well, right. Stuff that you don't want to get stolen from the back.
Cool.
Also a little a little storage pockets down on the bottom of the back seat.
Yeah, they're making a lot of different storage compartments. I've seen the Dodge in the actual walls of the bed have compartments too, don't they?
Yes. I couldn't get that high because I didn't have a ladder handy. But, yeah. No, I mean, I joke about this, but I'm really not kidding. I mean, this thing, it towers over other pickup trucks. It's really amazing. My neighbor two doors down has a Dodge Ram. I think it's a 1500.
Right.
And that's a big truck. He just got this thing to haul a new fifth wheel he got. But this thing makes it look like a, you know, like a like a Volkswagen Beetle.
Wow. All right. Let's switch over to the Mazda 3 that you've had. Or it's not a Mazda 3, it's a CX-3.
CX-3. It is their new entry-level crossover SUV. Kind of like, you've probably heard the Honda has their new HR-V, a new small SUV. And this is Mazda's version of that. And it's really nice. I mean, you know I like Mazdas anyway. That said, I'm not afraid to be critical of them. But I found very little to be critical. I didn't even mind the fact that this had the smaller of the two Skyactiv engines, just the 2-liter one.
Right.
It's 146 horses and 146 foot-pounds of torque. And now we talked a couple of weeks ago about the Subaru Impreza, whose power and horse and torque left me quite underwhelmed.
Right.
And it had virtually identical specifications as this. The difference is the Mazda's torque comes on at 2,800 RPM. So you step on the gas and it's almost like having a turbocharger in that, you know, in how it feels, because it's off the line right off the bat. And yet this doesn't really claim to have sporting pretensions, but well, it's a Mazda, so it does have a certain amount of zoom. You know, really nice. It's beautiful interior. I love what Mazda's doing. Audi is actually following their lead now with, you know, how the car companies have so many buttons and knobs and things in them, and Mazda has gotten rid of 90% of them. So it's a very, very clean look inside, and you can either use the touchscreen or there's a little controller down on the center console. Works beautifully. Just really nice vehicle. Yeah, this is one I could see owning.
Okay, and a price tag on that and its competition?
The price tag of it starts at $20,695.
Wow.
That's for the front-wheel drive version with the six-speed automatic transmission. Well, that's the only transmission you can get. The high-end one, which would be the GT, that one with the technology package comes in at $30,495. So, you know, you're looking pretty well entry-level for an SUV.
Right.
And that price is competitive with what else is out there. I drove this thing for a week and took it on some highway trips and really loved this vehicle. It's just, I think they're going to sell truckloads of them.
Beautiful. Jim, maybe they'll put in the 2500 in the back there. They can just sit it in there, a truckload of Mazda CX-3. I'm trying to be funny.
It would fit.
Jim Brazier, Live 885 Car Crusher. You can find a link for him at live885.com and then click on startup. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.